Toronto. Shavuot Tov, Papa.
Shavuot Tov.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Has joined.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Please join. Please join us in saying Riana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa. Yadula Chimincha. Tati Serura Alephet Gimel Yitat Sadi Ahavati Nam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Kaharenu Nora. Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Kwa Satan, Terap Satan. Sha'ar Katan, small gates, reminding us to guard our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Na Gibor, Dor She Yehudha, Kiva. Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Sustenance Parnasa and the healing sequence Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Yam Reim Betet Reish, Tzadi Tav Gimel. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasim Kadosh, Bero Tucha, Nael Adata, Et Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Geya Lamcha Penei Zopre Kedushata Yud Gimelamet Pezayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, the human backbone, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodeya talumo shinkufav tadiyuta. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of manifestation and kingship. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe. Adonai Yohei
has joined.
El Rahum Vechanum Erech Apaim Verav Chesed Ve'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Noseah On Wafesha We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Parashat Yitro's from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's known as Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Sika Matar Tane Nan Kedeku Shabarihu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Velaylach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Deakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itsteri Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy through the study of a verse that has the same energy. The verse we utilize is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Yir gazod wisam ti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati. Wisha kantaka willow your gaz old willow yosifu bene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. The energy of our current year the year 5781 has the energy of redemption. We study another verse that connects to this energy. It's from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. We remember and we connect to the consciousness of redemption by realizing that we need to be prepared for the redemption. Through the study of this verse, we begin the preparation. Wigam mehem yekach lakohanim la levim amar Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shila la he aka aka heta ezayo alada la awa he hea yo zalame behe he reyo eko me la awa kala yo la wawa pehe la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo la wa me la ka be wa shi re wa he wa la he he ka wa to me nu da la nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me za re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko ayo a he. He be wa re a he he yo be me he yo yo wa me be Ma wa be me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a kameta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. La nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ha ka wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo yo ha he a la wa me za yo. Da me be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he
has joined.
Me he la yo me me he me. Tzaddikim who left this day, the second day of Adar, Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe, Rabbi Noach of Krakow, Rabbi Noach Chaim Berlin of Altoona, Rabbi Benjamin Zev Lev, Rabbi David Morgenstern of Kopsk, Rabbi Eliyahu Mezrich, Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinowitz, Tumim the Aderet, Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Goldbich, Rabbi Yechiel Malach, in the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Please join me in saying the Shema Yisrael by covering your eyes and leaning slightly to the left as we begin together. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Danu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo. Elohecha b'kol levavcha uvachal nafshecha uvachal meodecha v'chayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam Levanecha v'dibarta bam. V'shivtecha b'vetecha v'lechtecha b'derech. U'shakbecha u'kumecha u'kshartam li'or al yadecha v'chayu letotafot b'ineinecha u'taltam al mezuzot v'etecha u'visharecha. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life and reach the level where we will be learning tonight. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yusod. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Od. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Netza. Iahini we yo hi, iahini we yo hi, iahini we yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho, yo ahoni wo yo ho, yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gilbura. Iash ni we yo sh, iash ni we yo sh, iash ni we yo sh. Chesed. Ye aheni we yo he, ye aheni we yo he, ye aheni we yo he. Bina, ye aheni we yo he, ye aheni we yo he, ye aheni we yo he. Hakma, ye aheni wa yo ha, ye aheni wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. We will say the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to finish our climb to our level where we will study tonight. Yitkadav yitkadashimei Rabbah. And we all say Amen. V'yomadi v'rakirute v'yam lich malchute v'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chaye. Tikol Beit Yisrael. Va'agala v'zman kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh v'yitadach v'yitale v'yitalal shemei dekutsha le'eila min kol birkata v'shirata v'shvechata v'nechemata da'amiran b'alma. Yehi shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav, hu yase shalom aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, when you click on that link, it goes to a landing page with all of the parashas on it. If you'll scroll down into the Book of Exodus, about the middle, you'll see the parasha of Truma. When you open up that landing page, scroll down to the last link on the handouts. That's for section 10. And that's where we will begin with Pasuk 78, after Lashem Yichud. It says that section 10 is incomplete, and it is. There are 50 verses in section 10. I have completed approximately 30 of them. We will start with the Lashem Yichud. L'shem Yehu Kudsha Baruch Hu Vishkintei Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akda L'shem Yud-Hei Bavav-Hei Ve'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Karenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Karenehu Pasuk 78 Patachad we amar hallelujah, hallelujah de Hashem, hallelujah et shem Hashem. Patachtin yana we amar yehi shem Hashem. Mevorach meata v'adolam patachtelita. We amar mimizrach. Shemeshad Mevo Mehulao Shem Hashem Kidem Karotza Kadim Vikare It Atadu Kadishe El Yomin Inundim Shabechan Lemarechon Itakanu Vishvache Dimama Kedem Iparshun Yemama Min Elia Zaka Ahula Keya Mande Kam Betzafra Migoy Tushpachta Deoraita Dela Ebelelia Behahu Zimna Tzilota The translation. The first bird opened the discussion saying, Hallelujah! Give praise, servants of Hashem. Praise the name of Hashem. This is the secret of the right column that is in Malchut, which illuminates Chasadim. Therefore, it says, praise the name of Hashem, an invitation to praise the name of Hashem, which is Malchut. After some time, meaning after the Chachma in her will illuminate when she will be attired in Chasadim. The second bird opened the discussion, saying, Blessed be the name of Hashem from this time forth and forevermore. This is the secret of the shining of the left column that gives forth the illumination of Chokmah. Whence is the essence of Malchut? And therefore it says, Blessed be the name of Hashem from this time. That shines immediately in the Malchut, which is called the name of Hashem. The third bird opened the discussion, saying, From this rising of the sun to its setting, praised is the name of Hashem, which is the secret of the shining of the central column that receives from the essence of Tiferet, that is called sun. Then a proclamation soon cries, Prepare yourselves, supernal holy ones, those who praise their master. Prepare yourself with the praises of the day. Then the day is separated from the night. Blessed is the portion of he who rises in the morning from the midst of the praise of the Torah with which he was occupied during the night. This is time for the morning prayer. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. A bird might be a physical bird or an angel. I vote for an angel. Does this change your understanding? And this is an unwritten commentary to help you understand this verse because it is extremely meaningful. We have a desire for something. That desire draws the light of its fulfillment to us. But it cannot reach us because we live in the physical world, and direct light when we draw it directly without having earned it, requires it to be stopped at the curtain, which is the place between the spiritual and the physical. So that direct light gets stopped, but it doesn't just get stopped, it gets pushed back. And so it becomes returning light. And as it returns, it picks up a garment called the light of Chasadim. So now that the light of wisdom, the fulfillment, has now been veiled by the light of Chasadim, it can slowly drip into the world, past the curtain. That dripping is called mazel. It's called shefa.
Has joined.
As that shefa drips into the world, coming to us to be our fulfillment for that desire, because we did binding by striking, by pushing it back at the point of the curtain. That's what the early parts of the verses are talking about. How you have light from the right column, which is from Chokmah, which is direct light, and then you have returning light, which is the left column. And then you have the central column, which is what comes into our world, the balanced light of Shefa. Morning prayer is a process of sending the returning lights. Pasuk 79. Ketiva mar shomer ata boker legam. Vegam laila in kaivayu veayu shuvu ekavu haikara ukmuha leya al galut de Israel siat vegoi bene seir de Israel amre Kuchabrihu Shomer Ma Milaila Matuhe Alan Min Galuta Dadame Lahashoka Leya Makiti Amar Shomer Dakuchabrihu Ata boker kivar nehira irna leku begaluta timitzrayim. We asikna leku ikarivi yad kon lefuchani. We oraita yahavi lechon begin betiskun. Lechaye alma shevatun oraiti ti vegam laila ailna v'chu v'galuta divavel v'asikna lechu shavatun oraiti kemilchad min Ail na leku begaluta kamil kadmin inti vayun viayu kedaa deroshu beal sefer Hashem bekara vitaman tishketukun ematalya galuta bilkon ilvula. Wikati vayun bahi ote ma vitachriz kamaychu shuvu aitav shuvu bitshuva shalemata umiyad etav v'ikrivu legabai. Translation. It is written, the watchman said, the morning comes and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, return, come. This passage was established to refer to those exiles of Israel who were living among the children of Seir. Israel said to the Holy One, blessed be He, watchman, what of the night? What will come of us from this exile that is like the darkness of night? It is written, the watchman said, and this is the Holy One, blessed be He, the morning comes. I have already shone upon you during the exile in Egypt. I have raised you and brought you to my service, and I gave you the Torah in order that you might merit eternal life. You have forsaken my Torah and also night. I have brought you to exile of Babylon and raised you, but you forsook my Torah as before. I brought you again into exile. If you inquire, inquire, as it is written, seek out of the book of Hashem and read. You will find there just what your exile and deliverance are dependent upon. If you inquire of it, it will say and proclaim to you to return. Come in complete repentance, and immediately you will come and get close to me. My pasuk, my commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Since there is no comment by Rabbi Ashlag, this indicates that this pasuk requires contemplation. Are you doing teshuvah as of yet? Anyone who's not doing teshuvah is lengthening the exile. That's not so you feel guilty. It's that you use this statement as a motivation to begin your teshuvah. As the verse says, if you begin, you become close. Verse 80. Uvai kara kiti masaya duma virazada bishit dargin din vua it marlin vie bimachaze bachazon bechizayu bechazut bedavar bimasa. In this passage, it is written the burden of Duma. The secret is that prophecy is transmitted to the prophets in six grades. Vision, revelation, sight, appearance, word, and burden. And all of them are as one who looks from behind the wall at a shine of the light. It is as though some of them see the light of the sun through a lamp of glass. But this is a burden, as light comes through great effort, because it was difficult for him, and he could not reveal it, as it is written, that you lay the burden of this whole people on me. Therefore, this is called burden. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Consider what is being said. Effort to obtain knowledge is a burden. Pasuk 81.
Track of dead bodies. This is also a burden.
Pasuk 82. Wehalokim nadikti vechine ruach seara ba min hatzapon. Adarga hadanan. Gado hadarga achara. Veesh mit lakachat. Adarga telita. Winoga lo saviv hadarga. Reviaha. Uvatar umitoka. Ke'en hachash tamal uvatar umitoka. Demut ara hayot hadargin goy dargin. The translation. But we have established that it is written, and behold, a storm wind came out of the north. This is one grade, while a great cloud is a second grade, and a fire flaring up is a third grade. And a brightness was about it, is a fourth grade, and afterwards and out of the midst of it, as it were the color of electrum. After which out of the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures. These are the grades within the grades. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written. Substitute phase for grade. Then restudy the four phases. Which we will be doing as soon as we finish the basic series of classes, which we've been trying to do for a month. Pasuk 83. Ufaka kadit gal yayo. Kudsha barichu li Yisrael, la itgal yayo, ela migoy dargin ilein, misinai batarga, dahawat mira yatir uvatar, itzerich le itgal ya, v'yamar v'zarach mi seir. Ha adarga achara deihu beit galya yo yatir elifa desharya al gabe mocha uvatar hofia mehar paran hadarga Lachara uvatar veita mervevot kodesh dashevacha dekol adiaf al gav deit gal yayo mikol ilein dargin mehahu atar uhu ikara Kola share leit galya mine ya meyant atar ihu merivot todesh ihu inon dargin ila in le ela ufaka elai kuore mi seir Mehahu darga deka amaran deita bach leila. The translation. Hear, also, when the Holy One, blessed be He, became revealed to Israel, He did so only from within these grades, and came from Sinai. This is the grade that is exceedingly concealed. Afterwards, it must be revealed that it said and arose from Seir. This is another grade that is more revealed, a shell that envelopes the fruit. Then he shone forth from Mount Paran, which is another grade, and he came from holy multitudes, which is a praise to them all. For even though he became revealed in all these grades, it is considered that he started being revealed from a place which is the essence of all. Which place is it? Holy multitudes, which are the highest levels above. Here above, one calls to me out of Seir, meaning from that level that we set above, and rose from Seir to them, as he was cleaved to the above. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. It needs to be meditated upon in order to understand why these terms are what they are. Pasuk 84. Shomer ma mi laila, shomer ma mi leil, shomer da mem tet uktif besomer, Adonav yekubat v'daraza deshalta b'leilya. Ma milalya laila, shomer ma mileil. Ma ben hai lechai ela kolachat. Aval bechula kadashalta sitra achara. Uvula kadala shalta klaldeil. It's the richlin tura, leil shimurim uvi alda. Vaser Hashem v'daihu ad alelya. Ad it palag mi palgiu leilya. Ulhala shalta laila. V'Hashem dikti v'yehi b'chatze ha'layla hu ha'layla ha'zeh v'layla k'ayom ya'ir v'gomer u'kin kach shomar ma m'layla shomer ma. Milel. The translation. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman is Memtet, about whom it is written. So he who waits on his master shall be honored. This means the ruler of the night. What of the night? The Hebrew word is Layla. Watchman, what of the night? The Hebrew word is Leil. What is the difference between them, between Layla and Leil? And he answers, it is all one. They are both night and dark. Just as the other side dominates in this part of Leil, it does not dominate at all in this part of Layla. Leil needs guarding, as it is written, it is night, Leil of watchfulness. Therefore, it is spelled without a hey, because hey denotes the perfected malchut, from nightfall until midnight. The first half of the night until midnight is called Leil. Layla, with hey, dominates from midnight and further. As it is written, it came to pass that at midnight, Hebrew is Layla, this is the watchman's watch night. But the night, Layla, shines like the day. Therefore, the passage says, watchmen, what of the Layla, the night? Watchmen, what of the Layl, night? The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Layla is that part of the night that has been sweetened by Hashem entering the Garden of Eden to study with the tzaddikim. This is my opinion. We're almost out of time, so I will be asking, we'll be stopping here and asking, are there any questions? While you're unmuting yourself and deciding if you would like to ask a question, we will be describing our classes tomorrow, which we have three classes tomorrow. One will be at 7 a.m. West Coast time. One will be at 10:30 West Coast time, and the third at 3 p.m. West Coast time. The 7 a.m. class is our morning study. The 10:30 will be preparing for the holiday of Purim and the discussions of the Zachor meaning, or the meaning of Zachor, the meaning of the remembrance of Amalek. And the 3 o'clock class will be continuing our study of the Psalm 94, I believe. Are there any questions? I bid you all Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week. I hope to speak with you again. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.